If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Now, when you look at Romans chapter 12, we're going to start preparing our winners now. You ready?
Yes.
All right. This is going to be the most difficult task you will undertake as a Christian. What I am going to submit to you today and then finish it up next week, I am going to submit to you the most difficult task that you will ever undertake since you've been born again. I will tell you that if you confronted 15 demons tomorrow, it will not be more difficult than what I'm about to tell you. Because the devil is a defeated foe. He's easy to defeat. The Bible tells you, resist him. Now, the resistance has to be continuous. You can't just resist him at 9:39 and say, that's it, I'm done for the day. No, because that liar going to come back at 10 o'clock and you got to resist him some more. And he'll be back tomorrow. And knowing how crafty he is, he'll use some television show you watch tonight to weaken you so that when he comes back tomorrow, you won't have the ability to say no. Amen. Whenever you're in a spiritual battle, you have to bivouac yourself, make your bed, live in a place of spiritual strength. When you're in a battle with the devil, you have to tell yourself, all right, I can't watch these programs. Listen carefully. I can't watch the news for the next 3 days. I'm fasting. Because it feeds my flesh. It creates fear. So I can't watch it for the next few days. I want to sit with God. I want to huddle myself. When I huddle myself with God, all I do is put on my Bible that I have on my iPod. I put my Bible on. And I have the Bible experience, you know, that dramatic presentation. And I put that on and let it play while I study scriptures. Because it doesn't make any sense to read the Word of God, which is a spiritual book, and have on fleshly stuff. You can't listen to slow jazz while you're reading the Holy Word. You say, oh, preacher, but it slows me down. No, slow jazz stirs your passion. Here, you're listening to slow jazz while you're reading Song of Solomon. Guess what you're going to do? You got Barry White and Luther Vandross on. While you're reading, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the savior of thy good ointments, oil, thy name is as anointed ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine, the upright love from you. Now, you listening to Luther and Barry White while you read that. Let him kiss me with the kisses that come off his lips. You going to start thinking about who should be kissing you. And all your scriptures gone. No, when you read that passage, you listen to the Word of God or put on massage music, the no words, no, it's not sensual, it's more cerebral. The purpose is to bring your mind down, not to stir you up. Nobody gets stirred up listening to massage music. It's designed to make you relax. It plays right to that part of the brain that generates the sleep nerves. You don't want stuff that creates passion. Why? Because we're human. Now watch this. Paul writes to the Christians at Rome in chapter 12. Here's what he says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, number one, present your body as a living sacrifice. You hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's Romans 12, right?
Yes.
Now listen to this. Keep your finger in Romans 12 and then slide over to Romans 6. Romans 6. Listen to what he says. Verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign where? 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 Notice the command. Let not sin reign in your mortal body. This term here indicates that it doesn't have to. In other words, Christians don't have the I can't help it. Christians have the I've submitted to it. Because when you come to Christ, you receive dunamis power to control your hands. I used to steal at the A&P on Dolphin and Glenwood. Nobody told them to put that store there. And they put that store there, and it was the first time that we had that type of market aside from the Penn Fruit up on Lehigh Avenue, but that was a little further away. This one was right behind Pratt Arnold, and me and the guys would go in, and one guy would put food in the cart and take it up, and he didn't have enough money. It was by design. He would put all the stuff up on the belt, and he would put it through, and he didn't have enough money. But while the checkout person was working with him, and he would be telling her which things to put back, me and a couple of the other guys would be stealing the candy, all right? Okay, I can't make restitution. The store's not there no more. Don't look at me. My God, I wasn't born a Christian. And so I would be taking the candy, put it in my pocket, and then you slide out. Because, I weighed about 115 pounds, so you could put stuff in your pocket. It didn't matter. So I'd slide out the door. All right, so the devil saw that because, no, did he make me do it? No. Why? The heart is desperately wicked, and all it needs is opportunity. It's desperately wicked. All it needs is opportunity. All right, so now here I am, 27 years old, right? So I'm up at the Acme in Jenkintown. Now, I've shopped, and I purchased, I got my apples and my fruits and my veggies, and I'm in the line, and off to my right is the candy counter. Now, I can pay for the candy now. I have a job. And guess what the devil says to me? Take the Hershey's with almonds. You like them. You're allowed one a month. I am tempted to take the candy. And I wear paratrooper pants with the pockets down here. It's like, get it. Nobody's going to know. Why do you think he would even come to me? I'm a presiding bishop of an organization, and he's asking me to steal candy that I could buy. Do you think you can't be tested? Now, why can he do that? Because he has a point of reference. Now, watch this. I'm Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, Bible quoting, powerful man of God. Loves God with every gene in my body. I think about how to do it. I look over at the person. I look around. I have to turn. Why? Because the flesh is no match for the devil. If I stayed there and kept looking at it, I would have took it. And can you see the headlines? Bishop Eric Lambert caught stealing a Hershey bar at the Acme Market in Jenkintown. He tests you where you're vulnerable. He tests you where you've had past experiences. This is why God said, don't play around with sex. Because if you start early, the devil will keep you searching all your life, and you will never know when you find the right one. Because you'll weigh everybody by those earlier experiences, and you'll be miserable for the rest of your life. So God says, I'm not trying to deny you fun. I'm trying to save you from misery. Why? Because if Satan knows that that's a weakness, he's going to keep you hunting that. Listen to Paul. Present your body. Listen to Romans. Don't yield your mortal body. Don't let sin reign in it. Verse 13, yield your members as instruments. Don't yield your members, rather, as instruments of unrighteousness, but yield yourselves unto God. Again, look at the terms. He is suggesting that this is something you do with consent. You hear what he says? He says, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. How does he go to that? How does sin have dominion over you? How does the devil get in to conquer you? Through your members. Through your eyes. Through your hands. Watch this. Quickly, run over to Ephesians. Ephesians 4, 22. That you put off, and that put off there it's an imperative. In the Greek, imperatives are things that we would put exclamation points behind it. He says, put off the former lifestyle of the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There's that re again. We'll deal with that some other time. Then he says, put on the new man. There again is an imperative. Put off the old man. Put on the new man. Then he says, verse 25, put away lying. Every man should speak the truth with his neighbor. Be angry. If you're going to get angry, don't let it lead to sin. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Then he says, don't give place to the devil. Right in the middle of those instruments of yielding there. Put on the new man. Take off the old man. Put away lying. What lies? The tongue and the mind. Then he says, if you're going to be angry, don't let your emotions conquer the mood through the mind of Christ. Don't let your mood run your mind. That means just because you're in a bad mood, don't speak bad things. Just because you're in a bad mood, don't do bad stuff. Let your mind conquer your mood. Watch. Oh, Lord, help me. All right, running out of time. Well, we said we'll do some more next time. Watch this. He says in verse 28, let him that stole, Eric. Look at that. Steal no more. Listen to Paul. I love this passage because it speaks to God's knowledge of our inability. He knows you have busy hands. He knows that those hands can either be led to sin or to righteousness. Listen to God. Let him that stole steal no more. No more 20-minute breaks when you only get 10. No more taking pens and pencils unless they're given to you. No more on their checking private email during work time. No more on the phone doing ministry if you don't work in ministry. You're stealing. You're stealing time from your employer. If your boss were to dock you for the personal time during the work time, how much would you get paid? We don't think that's stealing. We think they can afford it. But you're a Christian. And God's going to hold you accountable at the judgment. Boy, the amens are gone. But it's like, Pastor, just get to the other stuff, all right? Because I'm sitting here writing this sermon on a legal pad that I borrowed from work.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.